is 2009. Hear everything new with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.
So put your money in and let the game begin. Put your money in and let the game begin. Put your money in and let the game begin.
Okay, on Triple J's 2009, that is Infusion, and a new track of theirs, To Play a Game, from their long-awaited album, All Night Sunlight, which was released on Friday. It's taken them 5 years to follow up their second album release. Back in 2004, they put out an album called 6 Feet Above Yesterday, which scored them a couple of ARIA Awards. They then worked hard, but it's taken them a while to follow up that very successful album. And this afternoon, I got to catch up with two of the guys from Infusion, Frank Xavier and Jamie Stevens, to find out why.
Well, we're in the UK for about a year, and that took a lot of time as well. We're trying to work the album over there, so there was just a lot of in between time, really. And then we just needed to get together and work on the album. We just didn't have the time. And then when we were touring and doing that, we just were coming home, and weren't really inspired and didn't have the energy to do.
That's the thing. Well, I think when we're in the UK, there was a time there where we've been touring a fair bit, and I think just, you know, we got told by our manager to just start working on new material, and I think we're just drained. Yeah. And so we ended up having some time off, and then we went we rented a house down in the Mornington Peninsula.
Oh, no, Anglesey.
Just said, okay, let's just go away. It's after we had a break. We really needed a break, and we went down there and just said, okay, let's not concentrate on production or anything like that. Let's just write songs and get there as a band. And
what was that like?
That was really good. I think we needed to do that. I think we got so buried in doing our own little separate production parts on our computers, and there was no kind of interaction, and it was like, we really need to get together. If this is going to work, we need to work together.
Yeah.
And we kind of really need to do that. You know, get away from the city, go down there, just get our, you know, a couple of keyboards and guitars and whatever, and you get the bare essentials and just write good songs. I think that's what we...
And did it happen, Jamie? Did it happen instantly, or did you have to stare at each other for a few weeks before something happened?
Actually, really quickly. Yeah. We wrote it there was a few little ideas that we'd all had sort of over the past few years that we put down, but we also just sort of sat around and did it like a track a day almost, and just didn't get buried down in the production, and that was the whole idea of it.
You were probably so eager at that point to kind of come up with some new material and to write, you probably just have the enthusiasm.
I think it's the break really made a difference. I mean, like I said, I mean, I was...
We didn't have any distractions, like, you know, we were like, no mobile phones, no internet, no... We just did that, and it was cold as well at that time in Mornington Peninsula, so we had to stay inside.
What's it like? I mean, because I try to do this at times when I'm trying to get my headspace and get away from work. I turn the mobile phone off, but I find it very hard not to turn it back on again.
It takes discipline.
Are you good at the discipline? Were you good at just sort of forgetting
back
about
it? Then, I guess it's hard a lot now, but back then it was kind of easy for me to just throw my phone away.
When you're working on music like that, you don't really kind of think about, I wonder who's kind of calling me. You get so involved in just making the music, you don't really kind of think about it too much. So.
Okay. Frank, the UK experience, living over there for a year, trying to crack that market, looking back on it now, was it a worthwhile experience or was it a waste of time?
It's hard, man. It's a hard choice to make. There were times when, you know, we had a chance to go over there and play Glastonbury and do... Homelands and Creamfields and a lot of just touring around England, which was a good part of it and getting people to hear our music. But at the same time, there was a lot of time waiting around and just waiting for people to do stuff. And
So this is the problem. When our album got released in the UK, it was when the times that Sony BMG merged, and that was a real...
What problems did that cause for you?
We told them when we released the album, when we had released the album in Australia, and we went to the UK and said, okay, you know, because obviously we did a worldwide, you know, deal, and we went over there and they said, we can move here and we can really, you know, give it a good shot, and you know, we'll be here rather than being in Australia and going back and forth. We're going to really kind of dedicate ourselves to this, and they said, oh, fantastic, you know, we'll be there. Seriously, we got there.
Oh, we're all on holidays. Some of us are at lunch break. Some got fired.
And it just could not get anyone to do anything.
The company completely changed.
UK people, it was just a problem to get things done. And we're sitting around going, look, we're here. Like, we're here to help get this album out there. And just... And it was a real struggle.
And we were living in Brighton as well, so we'd come down on the train.
We're paying rent at our house here in Australia the whole time, and we're paying rent in Brighton as well.
It was a lot. So financially, how much of an impact did that all have on you?
It was a big problem.
You're still behind?
No.
We had a management deal as well over there because we got a UK manager,
and that was really expensive. Then after that, we came back and wrote the album, and then we sort of, okay, let's reconsider this label situation.
So now the whole process is over. You've got the album done. You're out there playing it live now. What's the strength of this record, do you think, especially over the other two that you've made? What do you hear in this one that you didn't hear in the others?
We've kind of matured better as songwriters, because I think in the other two albums we weren't really that confident in our songwriting skills.
I think we were playing with songwriting before. Yeah. It's like, we like these bass lines and grooves and whatever, and we thought, let's add some vocals over it, see what happens. And this time we actually went out there and went, okay, let's just make a good, solid album of good, solid songs, trim all the fat, and just make it as concise as possible. Yeah. And that's, make an energetic album.
Less than 50 minutes.
The other ones are quite drawn out. The stuff that we were kind of into. And I like kind of drawn out albums, but this one, we found it more challenging to try and reduce and just get to the, just focus a lot more.
On Triple J, another highlight from the brand new album from Infusion, which came out on Friday. That track's called So Soon. Jamie actually admitted to me that wonderful keyboard that just goes wild towards the last minute of that song was actually one of those wonderful mistakes which happened in the recording process. So Soon there from Infusion from the All Night Sunlight album, which, as I said, they've just put out. And Jamie and Frank from Infusion having a chat to me just this afternoon here at Triple J, and they're on the road at the moment touring for the Jays. You can catch them in Sydney this coming Friday night. They're playing at the Oxford Art Factory in Darlinghurst. Then next Saturday night they're playing in Caringbah at Bizzo's. After that they've got dates coming up in Newcastle and elsewhere in New South Wales, and you can check out the gig guide, triplej.net.au, to find out where you can find Infusion playing live over the next month or so.
The best new releases of the week, 2009 on Triple J.